माता जी, हरे कृष्णा माता जी, वी कैन कंटिन्यू इंट्रोडक्शन महाराज से मिलने के लिए।
Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj here with us today. And Maharaj would be enlightening us by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16 and Verse 11. But before we dive into this beautiful nectarine class, I will request Raj Prabhuji to share a brief introduction about His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. So Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, over to you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanvat Pranam to you. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Here is a brief introduction for very dear Maharaj. His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj is a disciple of ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and an initiating spiritual master within the ISKCON movement. Maharaj came in contact with the ISKCON in Denver, Colorado at the age of 24. In 1973, he began practicing Krishna consciousness in New York City, and shortly thereafter began serving at the New Vrindavan Farm community in West Virginia. That same year, he received initiation from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In 1986, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj accepted the Sannyas order and began preaching in Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio. In 1995, he began serving as the resident sannyasi in Chicago, where he was based until 2013, when he relocated to Karlovac, Croatia. At present, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj offers spiritual guidance around Europe, USA, and India. We are very grateful for Maharaj to be online. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Raj Prabhuji, for the introduction. Hare Krishna, Chandramouli Swami Maharaj, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without further ado, I'd like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Can you share?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Shyamagauri Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nadatta atmahi gunam adosham na kriyam palam udasinna vat asina paravara drigishvara. Translation. The Supreme Lord, Atma, the creator of cause and effect, does not accept the happiness and distress that results from fruit of actions. He is completely independent of having to accept the material body. And because he has no material body, he is always neutral. The living entities, being part and parcel of the Lord, possess his qualities in a minute quantity. Therefore, one should not be affected by lamentation. Report. The conditioned soul has friends and enemies, and is affected by the good qualities and faults of his position. The Supreme Lord, however, is always transcendental. Because he is Ishwar, the Supreme Controller, he is not affected by duality. It may therefore be said that he sits in the core of everyone's heart as a neutral witness of the cause and effects of one's activities, good and bad. We should also understand Udasina, neutral, does not mean that he takes no action. Rather, it means that he is not personally affected. For example, a court judge is neutral when two opposing parties appear before him, but still he takes action as the case warrants. Become completely neutral and indifferent to material activities, we should simply seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Neutral Person. Maharaj Kechu was advised that remaining neutral in such trying circumstances as the death of one's son is impossible. Nevertheless, since the Lord knows how to adjust everything, the best course is to depend on Him and do one's duty in devotional service to the Lord. In all circumstances, one should be undisturbed by duality, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 2:4-7. Karmaye vivaraste mahaphaleshu kadachanam ma karma phalahe tuvabhor mate sangosta karmani. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities. Never be attached to not doing your duty. One should execute one's devotional duty, and for the results of one's action, one should depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om gyan timirandasya gyananjana salakaya taksun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Padantikam. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Kinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyakyane Sitarine. Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaibhyascha Atitaranam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaho Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Because the Lord does not have a material body, although He appears in the material world and performs activities sometimes similar to the conditioned soul's activities, He is not affected by the results of activities nor the performance of the activities either. He remains neutral, but His neutrality is not something that He develops. It's just His nature to be indifferent or aloof from the effects of all activities in this material world. Sometimes they criticize the Lord, you know, why doesn't the Lord intervene in this material world and make it better? Why are so many people suffering? Still they're praying to the Lord, why this, why the Lord doesn't do this, why He does this. Well, they don't understand the nature of transcendence. The Lord is active, but He doesn't get involved with the activities of the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls are also pure spiritual energy, but due to our association with matter, that pure spiritual energy is covered. We have the same quality of the Lord. We are not affected by the activities in this world. But because we identify with the body and the mind, especially the mind, we accept happiness and distress as part of life. And we're always, of course, the conditioned soul is always trying for to get the results of their activities in a preferable way and want to avoid the results of their activities in a way that is not in line with their desires. So therefore, the living entity is riding on the machine of the material nature. And explains that in the Bhagavad Gita, that just like a merry-go-round, You have these machines that, you know, they ride children on. They have these horses, and it goes round and round, and the horses are on these poles, and they go up and down, and the kids sit on them. It's a very playful game for the kids. But the conditioned souls that are on the same merry-go-round, well, they're not aware of it. They're going up and down. Sometimes in the higher planets, sometimes in the lower planets, sometimes in the middle planets, constantly being shifted life after life, depending on the activities they perform in the collective lives of the previous. And this up and down is there, and the round is birth, death, disease, and old age. It continues to come, and then it manifests itself. So we have different bodies, all because we have different activities performed in the material world, and we get a body accordingly, according to our particular desire. That is how the material energy functions. And it functions according to the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he puts it in place, and the laws that govern the material energy are also his laws, he is aloof, as it says here, just like a judge will sit in a case deciding a particular court case. He'll be there. He's not affected by the activities he performs. He may have to award one man $1 million, and he may have to send another person to jail. But he's neutral. He simply acts according to the situation. But Krishna is like that too. He is completely aloof from the results of activities. But he performs activities in the material world just to attract the living entities back to him, back to the spiritual world. But the living entities, when they perform activities in this material world, we have a desired goal. We want something to happen, and therefore we work towards that goal. And then if we don't get it, we are either unhappy, or sometimes when it's something that we really want, we become distressful, full of anxiety. And there are also people who commit suicide because their life is not happy at all, because their activities always bring them suffering. So this is the condition. So the conditioned soul also has that same quality as Krishna. We are not affected by the happiness and distress in this world, but because we identify with the mind and the body, we accept happiness and distress as part of life. But this is just the merry-go-round of the material energy. So therefore, as it says at the very end of the purport, one has to take the devotional service and engage. One cannot be free from the activities of happiness and distress that come by way of association. That association is of three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And each one of these qualities have a particular characteristic about them that manifests in a certain way according to the desires and the efforts of the living entities as they connect with that particular mode based on the quality of their desire. It's like if you wanted to make a lot of money, so you work in that way. So you're under the control of passion. You're under the middle energy, passion. Therefore, you plan, you work, you scheme, you do whatever you can, and you're trying to fulfill your desire to accumulate more and more wealth or somehow live in this. That's the mode of passion. The mode of ignorance is people don't really care about, you know, what happens. All they want to do is enjoy their senses to the max. And so they perform activities and they get a particular kind of results, which usually causes them distress. And also it affects others also in a distressful way. And then there's the mode of goodness. People want to be nice. They want to they want to have a nice family. They want to have a nice material situation. They want to enjoy poetry, literature, art, music, and even perform pious activities by doing welfare work for people in general. And they get some pleasure from that. But then again, because the mode of goodness is part of the three modes, it's not stable. Therefore, sometimes the mode of ignorance and passion jumps in. The mode of goodness is challenged by that, and people get different results to their activities. So no one can be happy in the material world. As Krishna says, Dukalayam Asasritam, this place is meant for your suffering. Some people think, most people think, if I just keep working according to my plans, or if I don't have the perfect plan, I have to learn the perfect plan, and sooner or later I'll be happy. I can see other people are happy, therefore I have to pattern my life after them. I can learn from them. I can see what they're experiencing. I can be just like that. So this is an illusion, of course, because no one is happy and everyone is thinking others are happy by what they see from the external point. And therefore, the world goes on simply struggling. Happiness, distress, some relief from material miseries. Then again, the miseries come back. So this is the material world. So then the only way you can get out of that, there's no way out of it except taking to devotional service. And then as Prabhupada ends the purport, for the results of one's activity and devotional service, one should simply depend on the Supreme Personality. So learning, that's an art that one has to learn, how to depend on the Lord in every situation. So one has to apply the principles that make up the activities of devotional service, such as hearing, chanting, worshiping, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and accept some duty in devotional service, and simply work in that way, and then depend on the Lord for the results. And because the results do not really make a difference in the sense that our advancement in Krishna consciousness is not based on the results we get. Our advancement is based on the effort and the devotional mood that we apply in the activities we perform. And therefore, one has to learn to simply depend on Krishna. Just like this morning, here I am I'm in a hotel room in New York right now, and trying to get onto the Wi-Fi for this class. I had to make some arrangements because I wasn't able to do it. And then I was just thinking, okay, it's up to Krishna. And then I'll just make my arrangements to try to make it happen. And by Krishna's mercy, it happened. So we just depend on Krishna for everything, ultimately. Because he moves everything through his material energy. And for the devotee, he's always personally present in the life of a devotee to inspire the devotee by giving them the enthusiasm and the knowledge that they need to engage in his devotional service. And sometimes the results are preferable, and sometimes the results are not. Even these results are not within the modes of material nature and the activities in material world. These results are simply under the daivik shakti, the spiritual energy. And we have to work with the material energy. And so a devotee just does their best, tries. My Krishna told Arjuna, yeah, I'm on the chariot, and that's nice, but you still got to fight. You still have to do your duty as a kshatriya. You're thinking, by not doing your duty, you will be better off. That's why Prabhupada said, one has to do their devotional service. But one has to completely depend on the mercy of the Lord for the results of the activity. And as long as they work sincerely in that way, then the results will come by the mercy of the Lord. And sometimes they uplift us, and other times they always uplift us if the mood is right. But if the mood is wrong, in other words, we become attached to thinking that my efforts are the efforts that make up the difference. We have to simply, we have to use your intelligence and simply depend on it. So that intelligent part is something we have to acquiesce on ourselves. And to apply, to perform devotional service requires intelligence. And that means we have to understand that there is a way to perform the service along with the mood. Even if we have the proper mood, if we don't know the process of how to perform the service, although we will still get a good benefit in the sense that it'll uplift our consciousness because we're in the right mood. The mood is to please the Lord, not to satisfy our own individual interests. Still, we still have to perform activities. Therefore, when Krishna was instructing Brahma, he said one has to follow scriptural authority. And what he was referring to was guru, sadhu, and shastra. One has to work according to the direction given by Krishna in the shastras, or the spiritual master who works and who teaches how to perform devotional service based on his knowledge of shastra and his realization in practical activity. So everything is placed before us. We used to have to use, when sometimes the devotee would come to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, and they would say, Prabhupada, I have no intelligence. And Prabhupada will say, well, get some. And that's all. It's not an excuse. We have to get the intelligence that is required in order to perform the activity. And that means hearing from spiritual master, hearing from the Krishna through the shastras, hearing from the great souls who went before, and understanding. If there's no understanding or limited understanding, then one gets clarification by asking questions. It's like Arjuna was asking Krishna so many questions. Krishna was answering the question. As his questions were being answered, Arjuna was becoming more clear about his duty. And at the same time, he was becoming more enthusiastic to execute his duty. So everything is given to us. We simply have to apply it. That's all. And that's why we have to hear regularly. We have to hear regularly and learn not to be attached to our own way of thinking. We have to develop that mood that is given to us by the spiritual master, by Krishna, by the great souls. And this works sincerely. And devotional service is nice. That's all. It's very nice because everything is given to us. We simply have to make the effort. And that's therefore Rupa Goswami said, one has to be enthusiastic. And there we come back to the main principle. The main principle is enthusiasm is defined as endeavoring with intelligence. Interesting definition of enthusiasm. Doesn't say that in the dictionary. I think they give an extra different definition of enthusiasm. But in spiritual circles, enthusiasm means to work in an intelligent way by performing the activities. And then, of course, there may also be obstacles. There also may be reverses. There may also be apparent failures that one has to continue despite whatever the results are, and simply depend on the Lord and be patient. And all of this is given to us by Srila Rupa Goswami. So unless we hear regularly, read Srila Prabhupada's books, we will not have the intelligence needed to understand how to perform devotional service. But the Prabhupada say devotional service is basically common sense. common sense. Common sense means you have to use both your understanding of how to do things and also apply the intelligence needed in that particular activity. Just like doing deity worship, there is a way to do it. There is Pancharatrika guidance, how to worship the deity, how to perform the arti, how to perform the offerings to the Lord. All of these things are part of the system. When it's done properly and it's offered in the mood of devotion, then that is a pure activity, and Krishna is pleased by that, and the devotee becomes happy in engaging in devotional service. But we have to be very careful not to get overwhelmed by happiness and distress that comes by way of the activities we perform in this material world. Just like somebody will die in our family or someone dear to us will die, we should know that death is there for every living being that has a body. Yes, we may feel unhappy at the loss of someone close to us, but that unhappiness is just the initial expression of our attachment and love for that person. And then after some time, we say, yes, well, yeah, death will happen. It'll happen to me also. We go on in life and continue in our devotions. The calamities come because the nature of material energy, it's full of calamities. Earthquakes, tidal waves, viruses, wars. These are all parts of the lower modes that are prominent in the world, and all of these things are happening. Now the devotee should not become distressed by these things, but should simply take shelter of Krishna and depend on Krishna for guidance and for protection. And therefore we can live free from the anxiety that comes by trying to enjoy this material world based on getting a particular desired result according to our idea of what we want or what we want to avoid. Just depend on Krishna and work in the proper way. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Maharaj, for a beautiful class again. Very beautiful example you gave, Maharaj. Like all the time, you give personal examples, and it's very easy to relate with Krishna and see Krishna in our examples. As you said, in the hotel room, you were without Wi-Fi, and certainly you are a great devotee, Maharaj. But certainly any devotee who chants the name of Krishna will remember Krishna in any situation. He will just depend on Krishna. Other day, actually, I got a small accident with my car, but it was a really tiny, small accident. And I was actually going to ISKCON Calgary. And actually, I was very happy after the accident because it was a tiny one. So I thought what was going to happen was a big thing, and Krishna made it really tiny and small. And I was very happy with joy, actually. So it depends how we see the situation, how Krishna is actually helping us. Because I personally think, I was telling to my wife, I said, if I was going for a material thing, which I thought earlier that I would do, this accident certainly would change my life. But because I was going to see Sri Radha Madan Mohan at Calgary, the things change. So it just depends on how we are seeing, how Krishna is actually helping us. And I agreed when you said about the Wi-Fi story. Yes, every small or big thing, we really depend on Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your class. It was such a beautiful class again, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, thank you for that Calgary example.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you. Maharaj, with your permission, can we go to the question answer session, Maharaj?
Please.
Yes, Maharaj. Our very dear devotee, His Grace Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Sukhakara Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Rajpavu, Dhanat Pranam. Thank you, Hare Krishna, Chandramani Maharaj.
Tukakara Krishna Prabhu, we are unable to hear you.
Hare Krishna. Is it audible?
Now it is audible, Prabhu. Yes. Please.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu, are you able to hear me? Yeah. So Maharaj, just wanted to check up that the big accident which took place in Odisha and so many people died. Is that the prarabdha karma of all the people who died, they have done the same sinful activity, that's why they all died at the same point? And how does it work? And how does it take shape for a devotee if he was in the same train? See,
okay.
Though we are doing devotional service, but we don't know past life, we don't know what we have done. So how do we see a devotee coming in the same train, how it happens and why it happens?
Mm-hmm. Well, karma is categorized in different ways. There's called instant karma, when you do something and you get an equal and opposite reaction immediately. Say you say something nice to someone and someone will respond in the same way. Just the instantaneous results of a particular activity. That's called instant karma.
Yeah.
And there's delayed karma, where one performs an activity, but the results don't come for a while yet. And then there's manifest karma. Manifest karma usually means who we are in terms of our material situation, where we're, who our parents are, like that. So delayed karmas build up and add up to what is called manifest karma. And then at a certain time, when the maturity of the karma has reached a certain point, then it comes. And then the last one is mass karma. It's what you were referring to. And these are delayed karmas that have been building up for a long time. Somehow or other, material energy arranges for all of these same people to be in the same place, the same time. And then the results of the karma cashes in. It sounds very cruel and mechanical, but the machine works in that way. Give you an example of how Krishna protects certain, not only devotees, but people in general. The example was given where this was in Mangalore, I think, many years ago, where there was a big plane crash where the pilot overran the runway, and the plane crashed and everybody died on the plane. Now, prior to that, there was one young man. His friend said to him, "Hey, why don't you come to Mangalore? I want to be with you, and we can go on vacation together. I'll pay all of your expenses. I'll even buy your ticket, whatever." And his friend said, "You know, very nice, but I just don't feel like going." So he rejected. He didn't go. And that same plane crashed and everybody died.
Oh. So
that was Krishna in the heart telling him, don't go.
Yay.
So Krishna's there to protect the devotee. And even people are protected by their good karma sometimes. They're meant to be in a certain situation that will cause certain calamities. Then karma may also divert them away from that into a situation. If a person has some manifest karma that is meant to come, then that karma will bring them into that situation. That law of karma is really strict. It's like the laws of the state sometimes, you know. You have committed a crime. It's like it says on the highway, you're driving along, it says construction site coming up, hit a word, go to jail, $14,000 fine. So you're careful not to hit the worker, and you drive more carefully. So material energy is there, but we also have to understand that there's a way to avoid the calamities, and that is the way to remember Krishna. By remembering Krishna and working in a devotional way, we will be under the care of the spiritual energy. And sometimes we see even devotees into horrible situations, but that's Krishna's way of bringing that soul back to him, back to the spiritual world. That is a different thing. But he protects the devotee by protecting their advancement in Krishna consciousness. They're lost by the devotee to take shelter of Krishna.
Maharaj, my mother is now 86 years old. She's a Brahminically initiated disciple of Japtak Maharaj. 35 years she has been chanting. But last year she fell down and she's not in a position to remember and she's not able to chant. But whenever I chant, she'll just nod her head, but not able to chant. So I don't know how Krishna is placing her and what can be done. She's hearing Prabhupada chanting, but not able to put the hand on the bead bag and chant. So I'm really feeling sad that the end part is she's not able to do devotional service. Only I sit with her and chant for 2 hours.
You don't know what's going on inside. You can't really see.
Okay.
And because she's dedicated her life to service and has a and her spiritual master, she's being protected by Krishna. But still, she has that body for a certain period of time. So when the time is ready, Krishna will take her.
But she's not able to chant the Gayatri and all. The memory is lost little. So I'm feeling sad that, you know, I'm seeing her not able to do. But she's always thinking of Krishna. She always blesses. She will just... Hare Krishna should.
That's success. She can remember Krishna. She is probably remembering Krishna, but because she can't express it, people think she's not.
Please seek your blessings, Maharaj, since you are Prabhupada disciple. Seek your blessings.
Well, my best wishes and concern that she remains fixed under the lotus feet of the Lord.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Anyone who's given their life for devotional service, even if they're physically unable towards the last part of their life, still the Lord is not going to reject them. He's going to be there with them. Devotional service is an internal activity. It's not an external activity. It may manifest externally, but it's internal.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Chumbha. Thank you, Raj Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for attending every day Srimad Bhagavatam, and thank you for your association all the time, Prabhu, and beautiful questions you ask. Because sometimes we are not able to ask questions because of so many conditions, but you know, your questions help so many people in so many ways. So thank you so much, Prabhu. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Shiv Kumar Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Prams. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Prams Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is, the time of death is insisted by the Lord in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, that whatever one state of being at the time of death, he attains either the Lord or the next life according to the state of mind. So my question, Maharaj, is reason behind insisting the specifically the time of death more than the whole life itself is something that I wanted to understand much.
Well, then it requires further understanding that the culmination of the consciousness at the time of death is based on the activities that one performs in their life. You can't just remember Krishna at the time of death if you have not been performing activities in devotional service. It's not possible. You can't cheat. It's like going to school and not going to the classes, not going to the lessons, not doing the homework, and like showing up for the final exam and expect to pass. It doesn't work. Similarly, that's why we're preparing for the death. Life is actually a preparation for death. By becoming Krishna consciousness as much as we can, while we're still able to. And when the time of death comes, then because we have been performing those activities, it becomes more natural and easy to remember Krishna. Otherwise, when the body is, you know, departing, very difficult to remember the Lord unless you've been practiced to remember the Lord during your life.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Life is a preparation for death.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for asking the question. So true, Maharaj. So true. If we do whatever Srila Prabhupada has said, Krishna will take us and Srila Prabhupada will take care of us over there. That's for sure. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Nina Mataji, Dhanva Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet.
Hare Bol, Nina. Welcome back.
We miss you so much here at Naperville, Maharaj. I have no questions. I just wanted to offer my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Actually, Prabhuji before already asked my questions. So any plan of visiting Naperville soon, Maharaj? Just wanted to ask that.
We'll be in Chicago this whole coming weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, Maharaj. I'll see you there. Hare Bol, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
You know about the festival, right?
Yes, I will go there probably on Sunday, Prabhu, Maharaj. This weekend, right? I thought it was next.
Yeah. It starts on Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, Maharaj. I'll see you there. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your association every day in Srimad Bhagavatam class. And thank you for your services. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for beautiful class and for beautiful question answer session. Dear devotees, if anybody has any last minute questions or any reflections for the class, you can please raise your hand or unmute yourself and go ahead. Otherwise, we will end the session here because Maharaj has so many services. So dear devotees, let us pay our...
Namaskaram, Prabhuji. Raj Prabhuji. Praladhan Prabhuji. And I'm offering my obeisances to Maharaj and every Vaishnava is here. Regarding the question Prabhuji had asked about, you know, remembering Lord Sri Krishna at the end, actually that is the gist of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a question Maharaj Parikshit had asked, that, you know, what should one do? Miryamanasya, you know, we are all Miryamanasya means we're all approaching death one by one by one. And what one should do to remember Lord Sri Krishna, there's a whole preparation Sukhdev Goswami has narrated in the Tasmat Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Isvarohari Srotavya Kirtitavya Smartavya Ichita Abhayam. So that is the gist of it. And Sri Prabhupada and all your devotees have been teaching us how to prepare for that ultimate examination of our life. And we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada, Chandramouli Maharaj, and all great devotees who are teaching us every day how to prepare for this ultimate reality of our life. The whole life is actually illusion, but the reality is the death. And the death is the real examination which will take us either to Lord Krishna or the next birth. But as Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamayi, they all pray to Lord Krishna that whichever birth you give us, just give us Sadhu Sangha. If we get Sadhu Sangha, then our success is assured. That's what I feel and that's what I do. And I wanted to share this reflection. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Very, very beautiful input, Prabhu. Very, very beautiful input. And actually, I was also remembering that's what Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was surprised, you know, everybody in this world dies and we see people going away. And we see nothing is going to go with us. And we still are attached to this material world. So that's what where he was surprised when he was asked that question. So thank you so much, Prabhu, for that beautiful input in. So dear devotees, if nobody has any questions or any reflections, we can end the class here. Let us pay our obeisances to Maharaj. Vancha kalpataru
vishtataru bhaschakrupa
Jai
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Lalita Hare Krishna Sambhuri